Hello and welcome. My name is Gino Barbaro, and I am one of the co-founders of Jake and Gino. And in this how-to video, we're going to be diving into how to buy either your first multifamily or your next multifamily property utilizing our proprietary three-step framework, which is buy right, manage right, and finance right. For all you YouTubers out there, I'm holding the book up. This is the book that started the three-step framework. If you want a PDF copy of the book, email me, gino@jakeandgino.com. I will send you a copy. We're going to be discussing some of the stuff in this book as well. But when we talk about the three-step framework, Jake and I pretty much stumbled upon it. And I had early on, I had really limited success in investing. I can probably attribute it almost 99% to not having a framework, not following any specific steps. When I started investing without Jake, I was all over the place. I was investing in mobile home parks. I was investing in strip centers. I had little multifamilies. I even owned a business. I was all over the place. I didn't have any clarity. And when Jake and I met, I had gone through some mentorship programs and I had planted my flag. That's the first thing that you all need to do right now. Whatever investing you're doing right now, if you're investing in crypto and you're investing in single family homes, whether you're investing in multifamily, plant the flag, become an expert. On our first deal, it took us 18 months to find that very first deal. And why did it take so long? Once again, we didn't know buy right, manage right, and finance right. How many of you out there are looking for deals right now? And all you're saying is, hey, I need deals. I want to find a deal right now. Well, that's where Jake and I were in the beginning. And that's why it took us 18 months to find the first deal. We had no clarity. We didn't know what buy right looked like. More importantly, we didn't know how to finance the deal. We didn't know how finance right looked like. And as you're going through this right now, currently, we're in the month of October in 2023. And what's happening right now in multifamily, there are a lot of deals where the debt is starting to expire. You're seeing these big problems pop up where operators are not managing their properties properly. They're simply not following two of the three steps of the framework, manage right and finance right. And for those of you out there who really say to themselves, how did you come up with the framework and why is it called wheelbarrow profits? Well, one day Jake is out cutting his grass and he's looking around his property and he sees a wheelbarrow there and it's tipped over. And he says to himself, wow, two of the legs look like they're okay, but that third leg ain't functioning properly. Hold on a second. The back legs, they're buy right and they're finance right. Once you do them and they're fixed, done forever. Once you buy the property properly and you finance it properly, those are fixed. Those are done. The wheel of the wheelbarrow is manage right. That is in constant motion. If you have all three of those pillars working properly, guess what? Your wheelbarrow is going to be functioning properly. You can continue to fill the wheelbarrow. Don't go out and start buying more assets if the assets that you have are not stabilized by this three-step framework. That's how we came about it. And from that very first deal on, we started building and expanding upon it. Because on that first deal, all we were looking for was a great deal. We made some really great beginner's mistakes. We bought it properly. We picked a great market. The submarket was awesome. We got it for a really good price point. We financed it properly. Although the interest rate was a little bit high, the terms on the bank were not as great as they should have been, but we got owner financing on it, which was really huge for us. And the manage right, we can leave that for another show because there was a lot of things that we didn't know about how to manage a property on our very first deal. But as you can see, that very first deal came about. We got really lucky. We saw what we did. We bought it great. We financed it great. And we needed to learn the manage right. That was just, to us, the epiphany. 3 months after that first deal, we bought our second deal. Now, how does that happen? Well, very simply put, when you have clarity and you have focus and you have a plan, which is what buy right, manage right, and finance right does, all of a sudden, things seem to be a little bit easier. It's a repeatable process. There's frameworks in place. You start to see patterns. And on that very first deal, we picked the market. We picked the financing vehicle we wanted. At that time, it was community banks. They were doing a really good job early on in the early decade of 2010, 2011. Those were two really important things that we focused on, the buy right and the finance right. We were starting to learn the manage right. And that's what a framework allows you to do. It allows you to go back to continue to repeat the process. We had no strategy or framework on that first deal, but from that very first deal, that's how we created it. And that's why we created the Jake and Gino community, because we had this framework. We're like, let's teach other people how to utilize it. And as we're teaching other people how to utilize it, man, it is amazing the collaborations that go on with other people who are in the real estate space. We started learning things. We started learning what was working in the market. And we started learning that buy right, manage right, and finance right was also, it was alive. Things started to change. We started to learn more. So let me go through what the framework is and how you can utilize this three-step framework to buy your next deal, to give you the clarity. And I got great news for you. Wherever you are, whatever market you're in, it's probably going to be different than Jake and Gino's or Mary's or John's, because it's specific to your criteria, to what you're trying to accomplish, to your skill level, to the amount of capital you have. And as you grow in your journey of becoming that multifamily entrepreneur, that will change. You'll get more experience. You'll be able to refine that criteria. What I want you to do is go to jakeandgino.com/webinar. We host a monthly webinar every single month. We teach these principles on how to buy right, how to manage right, and how to finance right. Every quarter, we have two of our students on these webinars talking about their deals and going through that framework on how they close the deal. So go to jakeandgino.com/webinar, sign up for that next webinar. Now, let's go into the framework, buy right. What does it mean to buy right? Well, when Jake and I started, as I said, we were just looking for deals. Well, what's a deal for Jake and Gino with the amount of capital and the amount of experience and where they're located? You need to crystallize what buy right looks like for you. And simply put, the first thing you need to do if you're starting out brand new, please don't be in 17 different markets. You're not going to get any traction. You're not going to have any relationships with brokers. You're not going to understand the complexities of that market. You're not going to understand the income and expenses of that market. So first thing is, in your buy right, select a market. The next thing I think you should really do is, not many people talk about this, and we've made this mistake. We just got lucky once again on that very first deal, is median income. What's the median income of what you're trying to accomplish in that market? Do you want a median income of $50,000, $80,000, $30,000? What residents are you trying to serve? That's the most important question you need to ask yourself. And then from there, select a median income that's appropriate for that type of resident base that you're trying to focus on. I think the next one you're really looking for, and what I would say is, in that buy right criteria, I'm going to dive a little bit deep now. Make sure you go to the FEMA flood maps and see if that property that you're looking at is in a flood zone. Now, if it is, it's not a good or bad thing. We shy away from those properties because the added expense of insurance can be prohibitive. And if you don't put that into your underwriting, it can kill a deal. But just have the clarity. Say, hey, I want to look at that. I'm going to look at flood zones. The next metric that I would look at is, what's the size, number of units you're looking for? For us, early on, anything less than 100 units, that's all we could afford. We're looking at 20, 30, 40 unit deals. Now we've expanded it to 100 plus, but we will also look at smaller deals. Another metric for buy right, what unit mixes are you looking for? Are you looking for one bedrooms? Are you looking for two bedrooms? Important to understand what you're looking for as far as that goes. And I'll give you one more that we look for when we buy right, buy these assets. Well, two more. Another one is, we like to buy from mom and pops. These buyers and these sellers that are a little less sophisticated, and they don't really know what they have. And these markets that they're in, the rents that they have on these assets, they're on the market. There's that operational inefficiency. That's something we're looking for in our buy right criteria. All right. Now, let me just give you a quick, I would say, script when you're talking to a broker. It would go something like this. Hey, Mary, Gino here from Jake and Gino. Looking to invest in Knoxville, median income, you know, 50,000 and greater. Looking at properties that have twos and threes, majority. I don't mind if there's a couple, you know, one bedrooms. We really like the value add component where we're vertically integrated. We're managing our own assets. So if you see a property that has rents that are below market, or there's that operational inefficiency where we have a management play, we'd love to look at that. Also, washer dryer hookups, really great. And oh, by the way, age of the asset, 80s and newer. Now you see how crystal clear that part of the framework comes into play. I've created the business plan through that buy right criteria. I can talk to that buy right criteria with my investors, with potential partners, with brokers, so they know what I'm looking for. I'm focusing on that asset. So when Mary has that kind of deal, she's going to come to Jake and Gino because she knows exactly what I'm looking for. It's so important to have that clarity and that focus that all of a sudden you'll start saying to yourself, wow, these deals are all over the place. I was looking everywhere for deals, but now I'm really dialed in. Now that's the good news about buy right. The bad news, it changes with the market cycle. That's why it's so important to join a mentorship or a community that can teach you these principles. Because when we started buying, Jake and myself, back in 2011, 2012, buy right criteria was different. Asset prices were different. Rents were different. We were buying older assets because they were priced at a point that was a lot lower than what a comparable B property would be. So we were buying assets for $30,000, $40,000 a unit when a B property may be $60,000 or $70,000 a unit. So we were buying it right at that price. We were able to add value to it and, you know, put all the CapEx, and we still made a profit. Whereas now these older properties are still pretty selling at a pretty high price point. Well, why would we go for a C property, let's say at $100,000 per unit, when we can buy a B property for $110,000 a unit? And the C property is older. It's going to need a lot more work. It may be in a less desirable neighborhood. Well, that's why it's changed. That's why you need to know what part of the market cycle you're in to figure out on the buy right criteria. Now, the next one, manage right. That's something that we didn't know. We had to really learn how to manage these assets. And we took it upon ourselves to learn to create the systems at jakeandgino.com/apply. If you've got assets and you're managing and you're struggling, or you're looking for third party and you're having problems with them, we've helped hundreds of students correct the mistakes that we made and that they're making early on. And it's not that big of mistakes. There's only a couple of tweaks when it comes to manage right. KPIs, expectations, having the cadence of accountability with the property management company. These are things that we talk about in the manage right. And ultimately, that last part of the framework, finance right. Finance right is so crucial. And once again, depending on where you are in the market cycle, all of a sudden it starts changing. Early on in 2013, 14, and 15, creative financing was on the menu. Then it went away, creative financing, for a few years. Now, it didn't go away. It was just a lot less prevalent. It was a lot more difficult to execute a multifamily property with creative financing. Well, why is someone going to sell an asset if they can just go online and they can throw it online and there's so many bidders? So it was a lot harder to actually execute seller financing. Well, guess what? Creative financing's back on the menu, boys. As they say in The Lord of the Rings, it's back on. We've just executed a seller finance deal back in January. We had another deal in the contract that fell through because of the due diligence, but that had seller financing in it. So right now, what you're trying to accomplish with finance right, learn all the different strategies. There's seller financing, master lease options. There's actually partnering with other people. Syndication is an important component to financing, right? Because you're going to start raising capital from limited partners. So financing is an important component. Also learning the various types of entities that you can go to get your deal financed. Years ago, we didn't know what a credit union was. Guess what? We have a 96 unit deal under contract right now, and we use the credit union because they're giving better terms right now than community banks. So that's why you need to be locked in with these mentorships and these communities, because we learned that from a student about a year ago. He's like, Jake and Gino, I just did a deal with the credit union. You got to do a deal. So we're like, bam. So you can see the collaboration is so powerful when you're in part of these groups and you're networking with other people and listening to other people who are doing deals. Those are real people doing real deals. It's so important. Now, lastly, let me leave you with this quote. I've got to read this because it's important. Investing is not about luck or about chance. It's about patterns and it's about frameworks. Now, this is only one of the frameworks that I've shared with you today. We have other frameworks in the community that are just as powerful. But for you to start out, whether you're investing in single family homes, whether you're investing in apartments, whether you're buying a business, we had Walker Dybul, Buy Then Build, on our podcast. He's the acquisition entrepreneur. And we went through this framework and I could see light bulbs going off and going, wow, I can buy a business that way. And we've had Jake and Gino students. Big shout out to Yosef. He bought a coffee shop up in New York City using buy right, manage right, finance right. Those are the three pillars that you need to execute the next time you're looking at buying or investing in real estate, whatever niche it is. At Jake and Gino, we create multifamily entrepreneurs by executing the buy right, manage right, finance right. I want to thank you all for listening. Go out there, just crush it. Have a great day. What I want you to do as you're signing off here, start thinking about what your buy right criteria is. What do I need to do to really sharpen the pencil and get my focus and clarity, so the next time I reach out and talk to somebody about what I'm doing in multifamily, I can tell them what I'm doing. Thanks again, everybody. Take care.